Well, initially, I wrote that song by myself in 1983 and recorded it with Eddie Kramer and John and Anton Figg up in my studio in Connecticut. And everybody always loved that song except me. I mean, I thought it was, I'm very critical of my work. And John always loved that song. And one day, you know, when we were doing pre-production, he said, he gave me a tape. He says, "Hey, so I took Separate and I rewrote the verses with a different feel, you know, a little more kick-ass feel, you know, because if you notice in the verses, this goes da 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 da." That was completely John's idea, you know, that bass riff. The choruses are exactly the same as they were as we recorded them in 1983 up in my studio. Me and Arthur Stead. I love the bridge in that song. It reminds me of The Who. There's so many songs I've recorded since 1983, since I left Kiss, you know, because I had my own recording studio, and I used to just go down and cut tracks. There's 25, 30, 40, 50 songs to choose from. Today, you know, we're gearing up for a tour, and last tour, my old manager gave us, you know, ordered us tour passes, and all of a sudden I got this bill for $4,000 to make tour passes. Now, if you go out to a store and buy a laminator, you know, the thing that laminates passes. I said to John, "Look, I'll design the tour passes.